This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is pianist Sarah Cahill. Sarah talked about her recording project, The Future is Female. Sarah, tell our listeners about the genesis of The Future is Female.
I started this project several years ago because I grew up with classical music like you, Rob, like we all do with the great composers. We all love and cherish, but as we become more aware and more socially conscious, I think we don't need to accept the version of history that's handed down to us, either history or classical music or cultural experiences. I think it's important to recognize marginalized composers who hadn't got recognized before. We still see so many concerts and recitals of all white male composers. As I say, Bach and Beethoven and Mozart are the greatest composers, and Schubert, and, you know, we could go on. But we also see many second and third rate male composers who are played often without any consideration of women and composers of color. I think this is partly due to education or lack of it, and that there's some reason why this happens, and I don't know completely why. I started this project because I felt that for my own education, I needed to do a lot of research and investigation, create a body of repertoire, which really only scratches the surface because there's so much more. Pieces that then will maybe be of interest to young pianists or pianists of any age who are curious and want to add to their repertoire. It's so important to listen to it just as music and not necessarily because of identity, but just because it's great music. So that's how it started. It's been wonderful to go back in time and find Baroque composers like Elisabeth Jacquet de la Guerre, who's known in the early music world, but not so much the classical world, and Anna Bonn, who's on my first album. And I also wanted to get a global perspective to find composers from Brazil and China and Ethiopia and Finland and all over the world. So that's sort of how it started.
Sarah, the discovery process is something that fascinates me. You've gathered over 70 compositions in this new album by women composers. Can you tell us how you discovered these?
The Future is Female is a big project with 70 composers. And then I've been recording for the label Firsthand Records. I've recorded 3 albums, and the first 2 have come out, and they have each about 10 composers. So these are 30 composers in all. So it's just part of the larger project. I love doing research. I love going to libraries and finding scores and looking online. The community of pianists is so wonderful. I ask pianists who specialize in Baroque music and classical music, and we talk about Fanny Mendelssohn and Vítězslava Kaprálová, great Czech composer. So it's even changed since I started doing this project, which was a number of years ago. There's so much more online now, as you know, Rob, with IMSLP and lots of scores being available in a way that they weren't before. Teresa Carreño, the great Venezuelan composer and pianist, and many of her scores are available online that weren't before. So things have really opened up. Sometimes I was just curious and started pursuing things just out of a sense of exploration, wanting to find out more. There's a publishing company called Hildegard Publishing, which specializes in music by women composers. I saw the name Agi Yambor, J-A-M-B-O-R, that her sonata was in their catalog. I don't know why, but I ordered it, and it was expensive. It was something like $50 or $60. Ordered it just out of curiosity. It wasn't available. It took maybe actually a couple years to get the score from them because it needed to be specially printed. Agi Yambor was a wonderful Hungarian pianist, studied with the great Edwin Fischer, played Mozart violin and piano sonatas with Albert Einstein when she was young. And then World War II came, and she went into hiding with her husband. And it's a harrowing story. Her memoirs were just published recently. They finally managed to escape to the United States. He died soon after from sickness from the trauma that they went through. She survived and wrote this sonata dedicated to the victims of Auschwitz. She was a witness to just horrifying things in the Nazi invasion. And then she recorded some albums of Bach for Capitol Records and taught at Bryn Mawr and was active in the Vietnam War protests. She was an ardent feminist and was married to Claude Rains briefly. An amazing woman. I recorded her piano sonata to the victims of Auschwitz on my volume one. That's just one example of finding a composer, getting curious, and getting immersed in her music. This hadn't been performed since she performed it at the Phillips Collection. She didn't give her name on that concert. She said, written by inmate something, 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 as if it was a tattoo on her arm.
Incredible. The thing is, you talked about finding things online, but it's like a fire hose, Sarah, of information that's up there. I mean, it's just astounding.
But yeah, it's true. And things just open up. And then I won't go on and on and on about Augie Yumbor, except I could. But on the score, it says the score was edited by and is dedicated to Dr. John DeMarteau. So then I wondered, who is Dr. John DeMarteau? What's the story there? I tried to find him and tried to find him. And finally on LinkedIn, I sent him a message. And then I thought, that's what LinkedIn is for. I never knew what it was actually for before. I found him and talked with him about his work with Augie Yumbor, and he edited the score for her later in life.
Quite remarkable. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing this marvelous project with our listeners. The Future is Female. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Our guest on Preview has been pianist Sarah Cahill. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.